హరే కృష్ణ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కెంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 83rd టెక్స్ట్ 17 చాప్టర్ అండ్ టైటిల్ ద్రౌపది మీట్స్ ద క్వీన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. శ్రీలక్ష్మణో ఉవాచ మమాపి రాజ్ఞే అచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ శ్రుత్వా ముహుర్నారద గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా మృతా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్ మమాపి రాజ్ఞ అచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ శ్రుత్వా ముహుర్నారద గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా కృతా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్ మమాపి రాజ్ఞచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ శ్రుత్వా ముహుర్నారద గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా కృతా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్. అచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ కృత్వా ముహుర్నారదం గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయాత్ మృతా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్. మాపి రాజ్ఞచ్యుత కర్మ కర్మాత్ త్వా ముహుర్నారదం గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా మృతా సుమృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్. శ్రీలక్ష్మణో వాచ మమాపి రాజ్ఞచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ శ్రుత్వా ముహుర్నారద గీతమాసః శ్రుతం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్. మాతాజీ శ్రీలక్ష్మణో వాచ మమాపి రాజ్ఞచ్యుత జన్మ కర్మ త్వా ముహుర్నారద గీతమాసః చిత్తం ముకుందే కిల పద్మహస్తయా మృతా సుసంభృశ్య విహాయ లోకపాన్. ಶ್ರೀಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣೋ ವಾಚ ಮಮಾಪಿ ರಾಗ್ಯಚ್ಯುತ ಜನ್ಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಶುತ್ವಾ ಮುಹುರ್ನಾರದ ಗೀತಮಾಸಃ ಮುಕುಂದೇ ಕಿಲ ಪದ್ಮಹಸ್ತಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಉವಾಚ. ಶ್ರೀ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೆಡ್, ಮಮ ಮೈ ಅಪಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಾಗ್ಯೇ ಓ ಕ್ವೀನ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಬರ್ತ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಶುತ್ವ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಮುಹು ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ನಾರದ ಬೈ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಗೀತಂ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಸಹ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಮುಕುಂದೆ ಅಪಾನ್ ಮುಕುಂದ ಕಿಲ ಇನ್ ದೀಡ್ ಪದ್ಮಹಸ್ತಯ ಬೈ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಗಾಡೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್ ಹೂ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ with a chosen so carefully samrishya considering vihaya rejecting loka of planets pal the rulers translation Shri Lakshmana said O queen I repeatedly heard Narad Muni glorify the appearances and activities of Achyuta, and thus my heart also became attached to that Lord, Mukunda. Indeed, even Goddess Padmahasta chose him as her husband after careful consideration, rejecting the great demigods who rule various planets. Text 18 and 19 will also cover, purport in text 19. ಯಾತ್ವಾ ಮಾಮ ಮತಂ ಸಾಧ್ವೀ ಪಿತಾ ದುಹಿತ್ರ ವತ್ಸಲಾ ಬೃಹತ್ಸೇನ ಇತಿ ಖ್ಯಾತಸ್ ತತ್ರೋಪಾಯಾಮ ಅಚೀಕರತ್ ಮೈ ಫಾದರ್ ಬೃಹತ್ಸೇನ ವಾಸ್ ಬೈ ನೇಚರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಡಾಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಓ ಸೇಂಟ್ಲಿ ಲೇಡಿ ಹೀ ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಯಥಾ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವರೇ ರಾಗ್ಯೀ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯಾ ಪಾರ್ಥೇಪ್ಸಯಾ ಕೃತಃ ಅಯಂ ತೋ ಬಹಿರಾಚ್ಛನ್ನೋ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಸಾಜಲೆ ಪರಂ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಫಿಶ್ ವಾಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಟಾರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯೋರ್ ಸ್ವಯಂವರ್ ಸೆರೆಮನಿ ಒ ಕ್ವೀನ್ ಟು ಎಶ್ಯೂರ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಅಬ್ಟೇನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಆಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಫಿಶ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯೂಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಸೆರೆಮನಿ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಕೇಸ್ ಹೌಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕನ್ಸೀಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ and only its reflection could be seen in a pot of water below. Purport: Arjuna is famous as the most expert bowman. Why then could he not hit the fish target at Srimati Lakshmana's Swayamvar ceremony just as he had done once before to win Draupadi? Srila Sridhar Swami explains the target at Draupadi Swayamvar had been covered only partially. So a marksman could see it if he looked straight up the pillar on which it was placed. To shoot Lakshmana's target, however, it was necessary to aim by looking up and down at the same time. An impossible feat for any mortal. Therefore, only Krishna could strike the target. ಓಂ ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಾಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಾ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣಾನಾಥಾಂವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾಧ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾ ಸಹಗಣಾಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾಂವಿತಾಂಶ हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। So, queens of Dwarka here in are having ishtagoshti with Draupadi. They all are sharing how they attained Krishna, right? Just like sometimes devotees also share how they came to Krishna consciousness, right? So they all queens are sharing how they all obtained Krishna, right? Of course, first they obtained Krishna consciousness, and then they obtained Krishna, right? So here in this verse, Lakshmana actually is saying that my swayamvar ceremony was very similar to yours. It was even more difficult. You know, technically the target was totally covered up. It was partially visible in Draupadi's ceremony. So it was even impossible for Arjuna to hit. So Arjuna also participated in Lakshmana's Swayamvar ceremony. And he could not just hit the target, his arrow rub against the fish and went. Right? He could not hit the exact target. So only Krishna could hit the target perfectly. Right? So that is described. And specifically, I said, before attaining Krishna, how did she become Krishna consciousness? Or how did she become Krishna conscious? That is described in this particular verse. So here Lakshmana is saying, Mamapi Ragye Achyut Janma Karmani Shutva Muhur Narad Gita Masaha. I repeatedly heard the appearance and activities of Krishna from Narad Muni. Right? So actually, by hearing about Krishna, she actually gradually became attached to Krishna. She desired Krishna. And that's the main qualification actually to obtain Krishna. As Rupa Goswami has said, Tatra Lalyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritir Na Labhyate. The intense desire to obtain Krishna, this consciousness is the only price actually one can pay to attain Krishna. Right? So, I would like to discuss today about this aspect, Shrutva, right? About hearing about Krishna. Right? So, you may say, I have already heard so many times about the glories of hearing about Krishna. Right? But today we will speak once again, because once Sisulina Jayadev Swami Maharaj was asked a question few years back. He said, Maharaj, you are practicing Krishna consciousness, actively serving Prabhupada for over 40 years. Right? What is the secret of a success? Right? 40 years is no joke. As a sannyasi, he is serving in ISKCON, traveling, preaching, guiding, for 40 years, or more than 40 years. So what is the secret of a success? So His Holiness Jayadev Swami Maharaj gave the answer. chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, follow four regulative principles, and serve in Prabhupada's mission in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. He exactly repeated his initiation vows. Right? That 40 years back, the vow which he took before Prabhupada, he exactly repeated that vow and said, this is the secret of success. Very profound answer, thus showing that the secret of success in spiritual life lies in the very basics, which we actually hear the very first day, or the which we take a vow to follow on the day of initiation. Right? So the basics should be revised again and again. Right? Even Einstein used to say that those who are genius, they are good in basics. Right? So the basics of the most basic thing about bhakti, right? Navvida bhakti, we know the first is shravanam, and the word shrutva in this verse indicates. Most basic item, to hear about Krishna. Right? So I thought we'll discuss this basic aspect today. Right? So, we know that this is the smart age. Right? Everything is smart nowadays. Right? Smart card, smartphones, smart banking, smart money, everything, you know, so many things. I don't know if there is some smart umbrella but for the rains, but so many things, everything becoming smart. So, going with the time, I thought I will discuss something about smart hearing, right? Shrutva, hearing shravanam. So, smart hearing, what is meaning of smart hearing? So, we will discuss five important aspects, because smart has five alphabets, right? All from Prabhupada purports. Right? So the first important aspect of smart hearing is to hear from the right source. So the S, first S stands for the source. So Sut Goswami, in the very beginning of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Tatra kirtayo vipra viprisher bhuri tejasa aham chadhyagam tatra nivishtastad anugrahat soham va shavayishyami yatha dhitam yatha matihi. So he says, when what I heard from Shukdev Goswami with rapt attention and what I have assimilated by hearing from him, I will speak that. Right? Ya tatra kirt yato vipra viprisher tatra kirtayo, I will speak that tatra kirtayo soham va shravayishyami, I will speak, I will glorify the Lord as what I have heard. Soham ya shravayishyami yathadhitam yathamati, and what I assimilated. Okay? So Prabhupada says in the purport, one can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Shukdev Goswami. One cannot, however, learn Bhagavatam from a bogus hired reciter whose aim is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam from one who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. This is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. Nor can one learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Shukdev Goswami and no one else. If at all one wants to see Lord Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So Prabhupada makes this, in this purport Prabhupada thrice says, if one wants to see Krishna from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, right? We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. If one wants to realize Krishna in his life, Prabhupada is saying, one should hear from the right source. One should hear from Shukdev Goswami and his pure representative. Then one will be able to see Krishna directly in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again, Prabhupada very assertively saying, right, he should hear from the representative of Shukra Swami and no one else. Again, Prabhupada says, this is the process and there is no alternative. Sut Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukdev Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmana, Shukdev Goswami. So this is the important aspect, that one should hear from the right source. Right? So it sometimes may happen that we may tend to hear from sources who do lot of entertainment, right? With lot of flowery language and who can satisfy the itching of our mind, right? Because the mind always has itching to hear something, titillating. But this point, Sanatana Goswami addresses this point by saying, avaishnav mukhodgirnam puto hari kathamritam shotum naivana kartavyam sarpochishtha payayatah. He said, a Vaishnav, one who is not following the Vaishnav lifestyle and Vaishnav principles and who is not in a Vaishnav sampradaya, a Vaishnav mukhodgirnam puto hari kathamritam. If one hears the nectarian harikatha, right, the harikatha is always pure and nectarian. If one hears from the mouth of a Vaishnava, what is happening is, Sanatana Goswami says, it's like drinking milk which is touched by the lips of a serpent. Sarpo chishtapayayatha. So actually it's very difficult to, if there is a milk touched by a serpent and the milk, pure milk, you can't differentiate, right? That poison is there in that, but you can't figure out. At appearance they both look like the milk only. So it's very difficult to, but what is the effect? By that one differentiates. Right? What is the effect? So we see that how, when Prabhupada went and spoke Krishna Katha, so many people's heart transformed. There were so many Babas, Yogis, Sadhus who would go and hold some program, do some Krishna Katha, whatever. But people's heart were not transformed. So the transformation of the heart takes place when one hears from the mouth of pure devotees. Right? One should not hear from those who are not having a pure lifestyle. So that's an important point over here. Also, Prabhupada says in the third canto purport, one should engage himself in hearing from pure devotees about the activities of the Lord. That is considered the supreme benediction for mankind. Right? So Prabhupada saying is to be able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. Right? So we all are actually hearing daily Bhagavatam from Prabhupada. Right? We are reading Prabhupada's purports. Whatever we have heard from him, we are trying to repeat that. So having the opportunity to hear Bhagavatam from Prabhupada says, from the pure devotees, is considered the supreme benediction for mankind. Right? And there is, even, it's such a great privilege that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself, he goes to his pure devotees and hear Krishna Katha. Right? So there is a nice small story in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Pradyumna Mishra, he approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, my Lord, I am very fallen, I am very lowly, sinful. I do not know what is the goal of my life and the process to achieve it. Please be merciful to me and speak to me about Krishna. Right? What does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies? Prabhu kahe Krishna katha ami nahi jani. Sabe Ramanand jane tara mukhe shuni. Right? So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, is saying, Krishna katha ami nahi jani. I don't know Krishna katha. You go to my devotee and hear Krishna katha from him. Right? Prabhu kahe Krishna katha ami nahi jani. Lord says, Ramanand Raya knows everything about Krishna katha. Right? And I also, right, sabe Ramananda jane tar mukhe suni. I also go to Ramananda Rai to hear Krishna Katha. Right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So, Krishna Katha should be heard from Krishna's devotees actually. Right? It is their sole copyright. Even Lord doesn't violate that. Right? Someone goes to Krishna, Krishna says, no, go to my devotees. They will speak about me. Right? This is the right way. Even there is another instance where Raghunath Das Goswami, he indirectly approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, if you can ask that what is my kartavya, what is my duty, right? I do not know what is the goal of my life and how to achieve it, right? This is actually a very common question. Even Sanatana Goswami asked a similar question. What is the goal of my life? How to achieve it? This is known as sadhya and sadhan tattva. Sadhya means the goal to be achieved. Sadhan means the process to achieve it. Right? So this question very often comes. Right? Sadhya, sadhan, tattva. So when Raghunath Das Goswami submitted this request to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he looked toward Raghunath Das Goswami and said, sadhya, sadhan, tattva, shikha, ihar sthane, Ami tat nahi jani, iho tat jane. Lord said, you should hear what is the goal of your life and how to achieve it from Swarup Damodar Goswami. I do not know as much as he knows. Just hear the reply of the Lord. Right? He says, I do not know Krishna Katha as much as Swarup Damodar Goswami knows. You please hear from him. Right? However, to keep the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord just spoke briefly two verses to him. Right? And the Lord said, all other details, you know, whatever else you may have questioned about this, you will get the perfect answer from Swarup Damodar Goswami. He knows even more than me, Lord says. Right? So Lord, again, he emphasized the fact that one should hear Krishna Katha from his devotees. Right? Like that. So that is the first smart aspect of hearing Krishna Katha. Right? The right source. Right? Krishna's pure devotees are the right source. Then the second aspect starts with M, which is the mood of hearing. Okay? So Krishna himself talks about the mood of hearing about him, about Krishna Katha. Tadvidhi pranipaten paripashnena sevaya updikshanti te jnanam. Jnaninas tattva darshina. So one should approach a bona fide spiritual master, render service unto him, submissively inquire from him. And this way one should learn all the truths. He will be able to impart this truth because he knows all these truths. He is tattva darshina. Right? So again in the purport of this verse, 434 Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, right, what should be the mood? Right? So the mood is that of submission and service. So Prabhupada says, unless there is submission and service, in the purport of 434, unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind to the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries become perfect. Again, Srila Prabhupada says in the very same purport that one should not hear in the mood of challenge, or elsewhere Prabhupada says that one should not hear in the mood of that I already know that. You know, I am inquiring for others' benefit. Right? Sometimes we may ask a question for others' benefit. We are more worried about paropkar, right, than actually our own nourishment. Right? So one should not think that I am inquiring to set good example for others. Right? That one should inquire, one should ask the questions. So either way, so the point is one should hear in the mood of submission and service and genuine inquiry that I want to learn. And as we discussed that how Sanatan Goswami, who had already studied Bhagatam many times and assimilated the whole Bhagatam, asked from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the goal of my life? How to achieve it? Raghunath Das Goswami, our Paryojan Acharya, he asked this question. He doesn't ask in a question. He asked, they ask one to one, they ask this question. Not that there is a big assembly and, you know, for others' benefit or for the sake of showing an example. No. For their own benefit, right, they ask the most basic question that what is the goal of life, how to achieve it. Right? So this is an inquiry which is in this right mood, right? Mood of submission and service. There was one reporter, Prabhupada had met, there was one reporter who had just associated with devotees for a few months and she came to airport to interview Prabhupada. And then she asked Prabhupada some questions, you know, what is this Krishna consciousness movement all about? What is your message for everyone? And she said, actually I know all these questions, but I am just inquiring so that you can speak and we can publish, right? And Prabhupada actually immediately didn't appreciate that, you know, that reply at all. It's written in the Lilamrit. This reporter said, no, I already know the answers, you know, because I am associating with devotee for 6 months, I have heard about, you know. So, but still Prabhupada, he was very tolerant. He answered all her questions, right? But it's mentioned that all the devotees they didn't at all like that, you know, that mood of asking the question that I already know. Right? So there should be the submission, service and genuine inquiry. In that mood, in the mood to learn, right? That is the meaning of submission, right? One is submitting that one may actually learn. Srila Rupa Goswami has said in this regard, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Graham Indriye Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Sfrutte Yada. So he says, one should hear about Krishna's name, one should chant the holy names and hear about him. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. He said, the hearing and chanting of Krishna begins with serving by tongue. Right? So when we are hearing, we are actually doing service. Actually, to hear Krishna Katha is a service. Like sometimes we may have a concept, you know, some people say, bahut ho gaya abhi sunna. You know, sunte rahoge, kuch karoge bhi koi. You know, when will you implement or when will you do something? Right? Yes, of course, when we hear, we should try to imbibe and act by that. But just hearing about Krishna itself is a service. It itself constitutes service. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. Rupa Goswami uses the word Sevan. At many other places also, that hearing about Krishna Katha has been described as a service. Rather, it has been described as a very important service. So we hear Krishna Katha through our ears, right? We engage ears and mind in hearing Krishna Katha. Right? So ears and mind are engaged in this particular service. Right? Rather, actually, if one is not performing this service through one's ear and mind, all other services gradually become mundane work. Right? By not hearing properly, in this mood, right, in the mood of service, all the other services will actually become mundane work. Right? Rather, Krishna, he likes to accept services from devotees who always hear and chant about him. Right? So that's the speciality of the residents of Vrindavan. Right? Whatever they are doing, services they are doing, they are always simultaneously hear and chanting about Krishna. Ya dohane vahanane mathanopalepa, right? Prankhankanan karuditarak. So there is a verse in 10th canto that while the gopis are dohane, they are milking the cows, they are threshing the crops, they are cleaning, or they are trying to appease the babies and tell them not to cry. Right? They are taking care of the crying babies. Whatever they are doing, they are always chanting about Krishna's holy names. Right? Dhanyam Braj Striya Urukrama Chittayana. So he said that they are very glorious because in performing all the various daily household activities, their daily services, they are always hearing and chanting about Krishna. Right? So Krishna is extremely pleased he is extremely pleased to accept services from the devotees who always like to hear and chant about him. Right? So therefore hearing Krishna Katha should be done in the mood of service. Right? So actually there is one very beautiful siddhant. This is elaborated by Srila Bhaktisandra Thakur. He gave the siddhant of Drig Drishya Nyaya. Seer or to be seen. He would say that we go before the Lord. Right? Sometimes say, okay, we will go and see the Lord. Right? That's fine. But he said more important is that we will be seen by the Lord. By our seeing the Lord, no good will take place actually. But when the Lord sees us, His merciful glance fall upon us, then it is supremely auspicious. Right? We receive a lot of mercy through the Lord's glance. Jiva Uparkar Prabhu Shubha Drishti Path. Vrindavanadas Thakur says, my Lord, please glance mercifully on all the living entities. Please give her mercy through your glance. So when the Lord glances, there is a mercy. Similarly, our attitude actually in devotional service also gradually becomes that of enjoyer. That of enjoyer, actually. We think, okay, I will go and see the deity and I will become very happy. I will enjoy seeing the deity. Or sometime we approach Krishna Katha in the same mood. I will go and enjoy hearing about Krishna. Actually the mood in all the activities should be that of service. That I will go and hear about Krishna so that Krishna may enjoy that so many devotees are hearing about him. Right? Just like someone is glorifying you. Right? A person always likes to hear that, right? He's pleased. Therefore, when we are glorifying Krishna, Krishna likes to hear that. So therefore we all and as many people come together, right? As many people come together to hear, the pleasure of Krishna is actually more. Right? His only Radhana Swami Maharaj, once he was speaking in the Vrindavan Dham Yatra, this last one, he said, we have 5,000 of us have come to Vrindavan. From our perspective, there is a lot of inconvenience. From Krishna's perspective, his pleasure is 5,000 times than what it would be one or two of you have come. His pleasure is 1,000 times. Right? 1,000 of times. So when we hear, we should hear that we want to please Krishna and achieve His mercy. Right? Gradually, this mentality of being the enjoyer subtly creeps in actually all the devotional activities which we do. Right? So therefore, this is important that whatever activity in Krishna consciousness we do should be, again and again we should understand that it should be done in the mood of service to Krishna. Right? Whether it is chanting the holy names, and whether it is hearing about Krishna, whether it is singing about the Lord, right? Dressing the deities, or any service we do, it should be done in the mood of serving the Krishna. Right? So that is the right mood of hearing. Right? That is the second aspect of smart hearing. First is the right source, second is the right mood. The third aspect of smart hearing is association. Right? So, Shukdev Goswami talks about that. Stam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkannar sayana katha tajyoshanada shubha varga vartmani श्रद्धा रतिर भक्तिर अनुक्रमिष्यति. सो Prabhupada translates this verse as, the spiritually powerful messages of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens, and gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. So in the within the translation also Prabhupada is saying, three times he's saying one should hear in the association of devotees. So we have many smart technologies, right, where we can hear from at a far distance, right? So yes, it's a smart way of hearing. Right, you may not come all the way, it's a rainy season, you can be there wherever you are, but it's actually not so smart. Because in the context of what we are discussing, hearing in the association, of devotees, right, that association, that the effect of that hearing is actually very different. The effect of that association, hearing is very different. So, the understanding is like that. When the devotees come together, right, when the hundreds of devotees are coming together and hearing about Krishna, Krishna mercy is 100 times more, at least, in that particular association when we are hearing, right, than hearing alone. Right, because each devotee is attracting Krishna mercy. Right, each devotee is by his eagerness to hear attracts Krishna mercy. So therefore, Krishna mercy is being attracted hundreds of times more when hundreds of devotees are sitting. And that mercy, which is now descending 100 times more or 1,000 times more, that mercy is received by individual devotee. It is not that, okay, 100 times mercy are descended and one everyone gets. No. Everyone gets the same amount. Right? So therefore, the more the number of devotees are hearing in the association, that many times at least we get Krishna's mercy in that association. Right? So, of course, if one cannot come, then one can hear remotely. That will be a smart way. But actually when if one totally stops endeavor to come in the association of devotees, sit down, right, with the devotees and try to hear, if one stops that thinking that I can hear remotely, that's not actually a very smart way. Right? So, the smart way is to actually hear in the association of devotees. Right? So many devotees have prayed actually to this aspect, that they would like to hear and chant about Krishna in the association or devotees who have a similar mood and eagerness to hear. Okay. So, we have many smart gadgets, right? As we said, this is a smart age, right? But once is Gaurang Prabhu was saying that one doesn't become smart by using smart, right? Actually, on the other hand, one may actually be fooling oneself by using smart gadgets, right? One doesn't become smart by just using smart. Right? So, there is one, just I would like to share one example with you. So, there was once, a number of years back, there was one person who was who came in the afternoon to the temple hall, and he had a book with him, and he began reading Srimad Bhagavatam. After every few minutes, he would attend a phone call or some urgent WhatsApp message, right, or something on the mobile phone. Every few minutes, he would take out the mobile phone and either talk or reply or read, do something on the phone. Almost an hour passed, and there is not a single page of Bhagavatam which has been turned, right? The same page of Bhagavatam is still there. So, there was one devotee very nice person was there. He absorbed him also in the temple hall. He went and told him. He said, "Look, you are trying to read Srimad Bhagavatam, right? I have one smart advice for you. That please keep this smartphone aside for 1 hour. Right? Keep it in your bag in a silent mode. Zip the bag and you read nicely with attention for 1 hour. Right? You will not lose anything, rather you will immensely gain. So please follow this small advice, right? It's the smart advice. That, so in this way, I'm just, I actually overheard him. So very, very beautiful advice, very smart advice, because by using smart, we don't become smart actually, right? Rather, we may be fooling ourselves, right? Rather, we may become slaves of that smart technology, right? And we may lose our attention, our focus, that what we want to do. Every 5-10 minutes, our focus is distracted. Right? So, therefore, one should restrict the usage of these smart gadgets, and that will be smart usage. Right? Just becoming always caring, always becoming a slave, right, and not having any focus, any point of time, one actually becomes fools himself. Right. So therefore, one should be actually smart. Right. So one should be smart, that not to be fooled by the smart technology, and one should try to come as much as possible and hear in the physical association of devotees. The effect is 100,000 times more at least. Right. So that is about the hearing in the right association. I said so many devotees have prayed actually. Right? So many pure devotees have prayed. Dhru Maharaj has prayed. Bhaktim muhu pravahatam tvai me prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam enanjasulbanamuru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshe bhavad gunakatham ritapanamatta. Dhumara says, Bhaktim muhu pravahatam tvai. Those who constantly engage in rendering devotional service to you, onto you, may prasanga, may I have their association. Right? By their association, yen anjasa ulbanam uru, by their association, this ulbanam, very, very fierce, very great, very dangerous ocean of nisais, right? Three words are used. It's a very great ocean, very fierce, right? Very difficult to cross, right? Very difficult to cross, very great and very dangerous. Ulbanam uru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshe bhavad gun kathamrita panmata. I will be able to easily cross just by hearing, chanting and dancing with the devotees. Right? Dhurma is very beautifully saying, just by having a party, right, I will not even realize when this huge, terrible ocean of material existence is crossed. We'll simply hear, chant, dance with devotees, have a party and this will be crossed. Right? I will not realize that. Right? That's the powerful effect of hearing and chanting in the association of devotee, which Prabhupada calls as a supreme benediction for the mankind. Right? Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj has also prayed, Punascha bhuyad bhagavate nante rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahasuyamyam upayame sishtim maitriyastu sarvatra namo dijebhya. He says, Punascha bhuyad, even if I have to come back again to this mortal world, I want attraction towards hearing and chanting about you, right? Rati, prasangascha tadashrayeshu. I want to hear and chant about you in the intimate association, prasangas, right? In the intimate association of those tadashrayeshu who have taken shelter of your lotus feet, who always like to hear and chant about you, right? So that's desire of Maharaj Parikshit. Even Vritrasura, so many actually. devotees have repeatedly prayed that they may have the association of devotees to hear and chant about Krishna, right? Which is actually the smart way of hearing Krishna Katha, the third aspect. Right? First is the right source, second is the right mood, third is the right association. Fourth R. Right? The fourth aspect to hear Krishna Katha smartly is to hear Krishna Katha repeatedly. Right? One should repeatedly hear about Krishna. Right? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Anuvad kaile hai kathak kathar aswad. Right? He said, I will now recapitulate what I have spoken. When I will this by revising or by repeatedly hearing, what happens actually one may actually ask that will a person not get bored by repeatedly hearing? No, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, rather one's relishment of the topic will increase. Right? Anuvad, by repeatedly hearing, kaile hai kathar aswad. Repetition of Krishna Katha will lead to its relishment. He says, again in another verse, Chaitanya charita amrit nityanutan shunite judai ridayashravan. Sri Chaitanya charita amrit is ever increasingly fresh. One who hears it again and again, the heart and the ears become completely satisfied. Right? So that actually, by hearing smartly Krishna Katha, one will be able to relish it. Right? One will find its nature to be ever fresh, nitya nutan. And one will find increasing satisfaction of the ears and the heart. Right? Bhagavatam says that Shrutavya Adini Rajanindra Nirnam Santi Sahasrasa. Right? He said actually the ears, right, there are thousands of topics to be heard. And Prabhupada says even after hearing thousands of topics, or hearing there are thousand newspapers, thousand of magazines, right, thousand of forums for hearing gossips and so many other things, right. But Prabhupada says the ear always remains thirsty instead of hearing thousands of topics, and the heart remains like desert, you know, never quenched. So the ear is always thirsty and the heart is like a desert. Only by hearing this Krishna Katha we can completely saturate the desert-like heart. Right? So that happens when one repeatedly hears, right? Because one finds its nature to be ever fresh, and the ears and the heart are completely satisfied. Right? So some people say, you know, especially in regards to reading Prabhupada books, actually reading Prabhupada books is same as hearing from Prabhupada. So, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing from Shukdev Goswami, from Sut Goswami, from Prabhupada. Someone say, I find it very difficult to read. You know? Or sometime here also, I can't relate to it. Right? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami answers that objection. He says, Ye bana hi buje keha, shunite shunite seha, ki adbhut chaitanya charita. Krishna upaji be priti, jani vera sera riti, shuni lai bada hai hit. So he says, yeva nahi bujhe keha. Sometimes, you know, there are certain sections difficult to understand. Right? He said, no, can't relate to it much. Here, go on hearing. Repeatedly read it. Repeatedly hear it. Shuni te seha. Said, Krishna upaji be priti. By repeatedly hearing, one will develop one's attraction or one's love for Krishna. Krishna upajive priti. Jani bera sera riti. One will understand rasera riti means the science of loving mellows, exchanging loving mellows with Krishna. Shuni lai bada hai hit. So he said, you will immensely gain. There will be no loss. Right? You will immensely gain by hearing repeatedly. There will be no loss. Right? So if sub-subject matter is not very clear, one should read it repeatedly. One should hear it repeatedly. And then one will immensely benefit. One will develop one's attraction, loving attraction toward Krishna, and one will be able to understand the signs of loving mellows. So that is the R, right? The fourth aspect, repeatedly, it's of the smart hearing. And the last T is one should hear with transcendental faith. Right? So that also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes. He says, Shraddha karishu na iha shunite maha sukh. Said, please hear with faith. Shraddha karishu na iha shunite maha sukh. Khandi ve adhyatme kadi kutar kadi dukh. When you hear with faith, then what will happen? All miseries pertaining to body, mind and all other living entities and the unhappiness of false argument will be gone. Right? There is adhyatmik adi, there is kutark adi dukh. Kutark adi means bad logic and argument. Right? So many people, they want to argue about Krishna katha, everything. They want to learn in the moon of argument. But actually, by argument one doesn't gain much. One, by logic and argument, one can come to a level of having initial faith only, right, by logic and argument. Just like sometimes, but actually one cannot go ahead with the same vehicle. Just like sometimes you go to a hilly area, then it said, okay, now your four-wheeler of logic and argument stops here. Here onwards you have to ride on the horse of faith. Right? So you have to change the vehicle. You have to sometimes change a vehicle. You can't go with the same vehicle. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, logic and argument can take you to having initial faith. Like, yes, this is the right direction I am going in. But one can't reach the destination with the same vehicle. Right? One has to change the vehicle. One has to ride on the horse of faith. So, therefore, this faith is necessary. If one continues to argue always, then one will actually have a kutarkadi dukh. One will cause misery to oneself and others, you know, of the bad logic and argument. Also like one the dukh. Right? So one may say, but, you know, is it not a blind faith? We want to understand everything, logic and argument. He said, there is a logic and argument, there is a logical reason that you should give up the vehicle of logic and argument. Right? There is a logic behind that. That one can understand. So please give up this vehicle. What is that? That is also explained. That please have faith. If you have that faith and if you hear and chant with faith, then you will realize the subject matter within your heart. That will be much stronger praman with evidence. That will be such a convincing evidence that you will not need any further evidence after that. So we are not saying that you just blindly go. We said, look, take this, you go ahead, you see how by hearing with faith, Krishna will reciprocate within the heart and he will manifest his mercy and you will realize the truth about his name, form, pastimes. Going ahead with faith. Realization will come. But on faith, do this. Right? And it's very, very logical because we go to a university, we don't expect to see all the results. With faith, we study progressively. We put faith and then we realize the results. And there are so many people who have realized it. Right? So we hear from them and we put our faith. So therefore, logically, we should abandon the logic and argument and cultivate faith, transcendental faith in this subject matter, right? That simply by hearing smartly, right, I will be able to achieve all perfection. I'll be able to achieve full mercy of Krishna. That faith we should have. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudidh nischay Krishna bhakti kaile sarva dharma krita hai. So one should have total faith, shraddha sabde vishwas, that one should have total faith that simply by hearing, by chanting, by serving Krishna, all perfection will be achieved. Right? And amongst all the processes, this is the most basic, the very first one, shravanam. Rather, one's level of advancement is judged by how much he has developed the faith. Right? He has developed the faith. So actually, it's reciprocal. When we have initial faith, when we use that faith and hear and chant with faith, our faith will increase, will develop. With the developed faith, we put more energy, we do things in the right way. Right? We hear smartly. And then our faith will increase. So that to the degree we have developed the faith, to that level we have advanced in Krishna consciousness. Because said, Shraddhavan jana hai bhakti adhikari, uttam madhyam kanishth shraddha anusari. One is a uttam Vaishnav or madhyam or kanishth. Is uttam is very advanced, madhyam means intermediate, kanishth means beginner. This is determined by one's level of faith, shraddha anusari. So therefore one should hear with transcendental faith that all perfection will be achieved by hearing about Krishna. There was one person who had come to hear from Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhaktivedanta Thakur was speaking in a katha, and a person was sitting, and this person was about to get up and hear and leave, you know, attend to some important task. So Bhaktivedanta Thakur said that hearing Krishna Katha, one should have faith is the most important thing to do. If someone says that, you know, I have to go attend some urgent work, he said, no, this is most urgent. If someone says a lot of problem is happening at my place, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, still I would say this is the most urgent. One should hear Krishna Katha. Said, there is a fire near my colony, you know, I don't know what will happen. He said, never mind. Sit and hear Krishna Katha. You know, he had that much faith, you know. We can't imitate, of course. He said, even if you say there is a fire, you know, in my colony, my house may also burn. He said, you hear about Krishna. That is more urgent. Have that faith. Right? Acharya had that faith actually. Right? But that's very high platform. But gradually we have to develop our faith that simply by hearing Krishna Katha, everything auspicious. All perfection will be achieved simply by hearing about Krishna. Right? So once when Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur had become old, he was having some physical ailment. And once a doctor came to him. And the doctor said, what is happening is, he asked about his lifestyle and everything. And he said, what is happening is that because you are speaking so much about Krishna, it is putting pressure on your heart. You should not speak too much. Right? And Bhaktivedanta Thakur told him, he said, look, if one cannot speak about Krishna, one cannot hear about Krishna, which is the only purpose, right? Which is the only purpose of this human form of life, then for what other purpose should one maintain this body? And for 1 hour he spoke about glories of hearing Krishna Katha. To the doctor. And the doctor was fully convinced that the only purpose of life is to actually hear about Krishna. Right? And then the disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur joked that doctor had come to treat our spiritual master, but his bhavarog, right? He had come to treat the dehrog, but his bhavarog, the disease of material existence, has been cured. Right? So they said, he is a transcendental doctor, right, who can cure the bhavarog also. Within 1 hour, the doctor was convinced. Nothing else is the goal except hearing about Krishna, right, smartly. So, to just recap, in this smart age, we should also become smart by hearing from the right source, we discuss. Right? hearing with the right mood of service and submission. And submission also implies hearing with attention. And then we should hear in the association of devotees as much as possible. Right? And we can hear remotely if we can't, somehow cannot come. Then we should hear Krishna Katha repeatedly. That will bring about relishment. And we should hear Krishna Katha with transcendental faith. Right? Then we will benefit the maximum. So actually everything, this smart hearing is performed, all these things is performed by reading of Srila Prabhupada books. Right? So when we are actually reading Prabhupada books, Prabhupada is explaining personally and we are hearing. This reading of Prabhupada book is not a static hearing. Right? If we have a genuine mood, eagerness, as we discussed, you know, all the aspects of smart hearing, in that mood we are reading Prabhupada book, Prabhupada will speak to us personally. If we have any doubt, if there is some problem we are undergoing, Prabhupada will guide us through his purpose. So reading a Prabhupada book is a very dynamic reading. Right? If we put our effort very sincerely in reading a Prabhupada books, right, then if you see, we are actually performing smart hearing. We are hearing from Prabhupada, from the right source. Prabhupada will teach us again and again the mood of submission and service. Prabhupada, we are associating with Prabhupada by hearing, and Prabhupada continuously encourages us to stay in association of devotees. Prabhupada makes all the points repeatedly in his purpose. Right? And by hearing from Prabhupada, our faith in this transcendental subject matter will develop. So, all the aspects of smart hearing will be covered by reading Prabhupada books. Right? Especially Srimad Bhagavatam. So, these purports are my ecstasies, Prabhupada would say. Right? So, once His Holiness Sachinanda Swami Maharaj was sharing very beautifully, he said, all of us, we should read very carefully Prabhupada books, and we should mark those lines which strike our heart. We should understand that something which we'll find something which is very heart touching. We should underline it. We should read that again and again. We should make an effort to follow that. Take one small step to follow what Prabhupada is saying, what has touched our heart. In this way, we will see that how we make a tremendous progress. Right? Even taking small steps, by carefully reading, by marking some very important line which strikes our heart, we should understand Prabhupada is speaking to me. And make an endeavor. Make a small endeavor that I want to follow this. Right? We take a small step toward Krishna. Krishna facilitates that so many times over. So in this way, by reading Prabhupada books carefully, and of course by coming in the association of devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on the festivals, on various occasions in the yatras, we should perform smart hearing, right? And then we will actually be able to achieve our goal, right, which is expected by hearing. So in this age of Kali Yuga, which is the age of conflict and confusion, right, we all have to become smart, right, smart. And this is one aspect of smart hearing, taking shelter of the purpose of Prabhupada by hearing from him. We will develop real intelligence, we will have Prabhupada's personal guidance, and we will very swiftly progress in our Krishna consciousness, and we will also be able to help many others on this path. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai. We have 10 minutes if anyone by chance has any question. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There are few announcements. Today's breakfast and Sunday fish prasad is sponsored by His Grace Daru Krishna Prabhu in the loving memory of His departed father, His Grace Ananda Sindhu Prabhu. Also, today's breakfast is co-sponsored by Mr. Vishal Vinod Sharma and Mr. Bharat Vinod Sharma, seeking blessings from all the devotees for their family and ancestors. Let us express our best wishes, gratitude and prayers by chanting the Hare Krishna.